City Archive, Munich. Inventory, Rudi Dix Archive. Single black and white print on gloss paper from the portfolio 668A.
Summertime. A street scene in the center of Munich, possibly near the station. Two men in t-shirts lean side by side with their backs against a street sign. They look out into the street, their hands deep in their pockets. Their clothing and shoes indicate that they are not particularly well off. A white spot on one of the men's wrists indicates that he once wore a watch. It also suggests that these men spend a lot of time outdoors in the sun.
So just who were they, these guest workers? I suddenly realized that I hadn't met any of them since my arrival. How should I go about arranging this? Visit some cafes and just sit down with some of them? The Kursk was, of course, one option.
In 1978, the photojournalist Susan Meiselas travelled to Nicaragua in order to document the civil war that had broken out there. In Europe, where we would only follow the events of the war through the media, Meiselas' photographs became synonymous with the Sandinista insurrection. 10 years later, Meiselas went back to Nicaragua and showed her photos to passers-by on the street, asking them if they knew anything of the fate of the people depicted. You could do something similar with the photograph of the laughing Italians.
What a great idea! I would do it the same way Meiselas had. I went back to the Department of Culture and asked to see the book with the photograph of the Italians. Frau S., however, wasn't there at the time. Another employee came to my aid. I couldn't remember the title of the book. Damn, it was a grey-bound, quite thick book. The book had disappeared into thin air, just as Frau S. had seemed to have done. I was fed up with waiting. The employee, who could seemingly read my mind, sent me to the Foreigners Advisory Board. They would surely be able to help me out, she assured. Finally, as I left the building, I had the numbers of 4 locals who had arrived as guest workers in the city during the 1970s. C.G., who I visited last, reacted positively when I explained that I intended to create an artwork on the history of the guest workers. He insisted on showing me his diaries and family photo album, telling me fascinating stories in the process.
Let's move on. Keep following Landwehrstraße straight ahead. At its end, you should now be seeing St. Paul's Church.
CG's private archive. Black and white photograph stored in a letter. Date on the back of the photo, May 8th, 1967.
Group photo. 5 sit at a rudimentary table. There is an open field behind them. On the wooden table are rows of empty beer bottles. Quite a lot, considering that 2 of the figures in the photo are still children. A woman is seated in the middle of the picture. It's hard to tell her age. At the very moment the picture was taken, she has a severe expression on her face. She looks down, avoids the camera. The young man to her right seems, in contrast, fascinated by the prospect of being immortalized on film.
CG told me that this was the day his mother would depart for Germany. She chose to migrate to Germany as the wages she and her husband earned were not enough to support the whole family. a whole group left the village, exclusively made up of women. The men stayed put. CG's entire family came together for this photograph. Everyone except his sister. Beforehand, CG and his sister had had to decide which one of them would herd in the sheep during the occasion. They drew straws, with his sister pulling the short straw. Thus, CG would be immortalized by the sight of his mother on the photograph, while the sheep-herding sister would be missing on it. Forever. Photographs are like letters written in a language that is long gone. It is impossible to reawaken the stories that lie dormant within them by simply looking at their glossy surfaces. Sometimes, though, if you let yourself go, you can imagine hearing the whispering voices of the past.
Keep following Landwehrstraße straight ahead.
How meaningful do stories have to be before they become part of official history?
Landwehrstraße intersects with St. Paul Straße, St. Paul Street, that is. When you get there, turn left. Around 300 meters further down on St. Paul Street, you will see Café Lenz. Let's go in there and have something to drink. If the weather is good, you can also make yourself comfortable on the steps of St. Paul's Church. Whatever you decide, we will now rest for a while. Therefore, press stop on your device now, and only press start when you're either sitting on the steps or in the Café Lenz. Then, select Track 6.